the interests of a part-time homeowner were weighed against concerns about neighborhood and housing availability impacts when the Eureka Planning Commission approved a Myrtletown area vacation rental permit. And the meeting also included the permitting of a new cannabis dispensary. Both were approved at the commission's October 14th meeting. The vacation rental permit allows conversion of a single-family home in the Myrtletown area on East Avenue. Public comment would portray the situation as profit-driven exploitation. Adjacent property owner Scott Willits warned of the impacts of converting homes into short-term rentals.
To be blunt, vacation rentals are lucrative for property owners, but they really only have negative impacts on the neighbors. There's a loss of community connection. Long-term residents create relationships. Neither absentee owners nor their guests have any vested interest in the neighborhood, and we'll find ourselves living next to a property that is essentially a revolving door for strangers, leading to frustration and diminished quality of life. And I recognize that these are subjective complaints, so I'd like to talk about a few objective parameters. There is a wide imbalance between housing costs and income levels throughout our state, and that's especially true right here in Eureka. As more and more properties are converted into vacation rentals, the availability of long-term rental units decreases, making it harder for families to afford to live in their own neighborhoods.
Another neighbor who lives near the project site raised traffic safety and parking issues. No off-street parking is included or required for the project. A representative for the applicant said there's a valid reason for seeking the conversion.
One of the reasons why this is being turned into a vacation rental is because the property owner is in town part-time. They come and go. They have a job that calls them to other parts of the country. When they need to go, they go. And so ideally, their house isn't sitting empty while they're away at work. We're not trying to make a killing here. This is not like a business that we're trying to do. It's just trying to prevent her house from standing empty when she's away at work.
During their discussion, commissioners showed sympathy for the residents' concerns, but noted their limited ability to deny the permit under current regulations. Asked if regulations are in the process of being updated, Development Services Director Kristen Kenyon said the city council, quote, hasn't voiced it as a priority, but a zoning code update is in the works and vacation rental standards will be added to it. A staff presentation included an estimate of vacation rentals at 1.5% of the city's housing stock. The commission unanimously approved the permit with the condition that an on-site parking space be added. Also at the meeting, the commission approved a conditional use permit for a new retail cannabis sales and cultivation business with an anachronistic name, Black Market Cannabis. It's sited on Broadway, just north of a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant and south of another vacant building. A neighbor of the site said the project will be an improvement.
To be candid with you, I'm in favor of this application. I know that the property has gone through a couple of owners and been vacant for some time. I know that my own building has had some chronic burglaries, and I'm assuming that this owner would make some substantial improvements to the lighting and security around the building, and that would benefit me as well. I am a big fan of improving this part of Broadway, and I'm glad to see someone making a private capital investment to improve this property.
Parking is an issue, however, as future improvements to Broadway could eliminate some on-street parking, and the California Department of Transportation has recommended the permit be denied. But commissioners said off-street parking could be developed on nearby properties in the future and unanimously approved the permit. Another item on the agenda, a general plan conformance review for the former Kmart site on South Broadway, wasn't taken up. The county has plans to use the site to consolidate three permitting departments. But staff said the conformance review has been withdrawn indefinitely at the county's request. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.